And join us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Wellington Napoleon Tigers and Todd Shannon. Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Well, just like always, we appreciate the coverage that you do for the athletics and for the schools in the area.
All right, and a couple of members from your squad on the Dream Team this year, and let's talk about Levi Banner first.
Okay, Levi is our starting point guard. He's kind of been my starting point guard for the last 4 years. And his numbers were down a little bit scoring this year, but his numbers were up as far as distributing the ball and different things like that. And he's always done a real good job for us, just kind of running the show and getting us into different sets that we need to be in. And he's a good all-around player. He's going to definitely be hard to replace.
Yeah, absolutely. And he is kind of like a real – he would be a legitimate floor general if you wanted to look up a definition of one.
Yeah, I definitely would. You know, he kind of brings it – all aspects to the game. You know, he's a good passer. He always led us in transition. He could score a little bit as well. So, you know, he was a good well-rounded player. And like I said, he always did a good job getting the ball to whoever was hot at the time or doing whatever needed to be done at that time.
It says a lot, too, about his character to be able to handle a little bit of decline in scoring and finding other ways to contribute.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, that's one thing he kind of really just kind of put on the back burner was his individual stats, and he really wanted to advance us in the postseason. And obviously we had a heartbreaking loss to Mid-Buchanan in sectionals, and, you know, my seniors obviously took that very hard. But at the same time, without those guys, you know, we wouldn't have been in that point.
Absolutely. And the other member from your squad on the Dream Team this year, and Alex Rodenberg, let's talk about that young man.
Well, Alex, you know, he's always been a pretty good shooter from three-point line, and he was again this year. But I felt like that he added a lot of different attributes to his game. He ended up being our best defender, and we always matched him up with the other team's best offensive weapon from anywhere on the perimeter. And Alex could do a little bit of everything offensively for us. He even played in the post for us some a little bit. He was about 6'1", probably 6'2", and ended up being our best 3-point shooter. And you know, he was just a well-rounded player, and he really stepped up and improved for us this year, and you know, he did some great things for us as well.
And too, it takes a special kind of player really to be able to bang around inside and still step out and be able to hit it from beyond the arc as well.
Yeah, and you know, he really probably didn't shoot as much as what he needed to, but like I said, he very seldom forced shots. He had good looks at the basket, and like I said, he was just very well rounded for us.
And is Alex a senior? Too?
Yeah, unfortunately, he's a senior as well.
So a pair of seniors here for you, and Levi Banner and Alex Rodenberg, and I'm sure those are going to be a couple pairs of shoes. It'll be kind of a tough row to hoe to try and fill those.
Yeah, it will, and you know, they've been with the program for us for 4 years, and you know, anytime you get guys that have contributed the way they have, it's going to be tough for some younger classmen. But hopefully, they're up to the challenge, and they've set the bar pretty high for them.
Yeah, and too, it's not just the, you know, the gameplay itself, but also their leadership that you'll miss as well.
Yes, they're very good young men throughout the school. They're involved in lots of different organizations. They're involved in lots of other sports as well. And yeah, they're really looked upon highly from the younger kids throughout the school, all the way down to the elementary end. So yeah, they're gonna definitely be missed.
Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Wellington Napoleon Tigers, Todd Shannon. And Coach, again, thank you for your time and chatting with us today. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover about these two athletes?
No, I think I've pretty well touched base with all of it. You know, we wish them both, you know, good luck in their future. I think they're both going to go to the University of Missouri, so they'll do fine there. And, you know, like I said, I'd like to thank KMZU for the coverage throughout the year. You know, it's always a great job for the parents and the kids to get to listen to that a little bit on Friday nights.
There you have it, Coach Todd Shannon of the Wellington Napoleon Tigers on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.